Good morning, good Monday morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRusso. We've got a good show today. We've got new music from the Lumineers, a special bonus one-hit wonder to recognize National One-Hit Wonder Day, which was this past Saturday, and we're going to welcome in the fall with our annual end-of-summer set of songs, plus the best rock from all eras, right here at 91.5 WMFO.
I
That's Blink 182 from their 1999 album called Enema of the State. Blink 182 is one of several bands that I give credit to, or blame, depending on how you look at it, for the demise of album rock radio in the late 90s and early 2000s. Bands like Lifehouse and Matchbox 20 and Maroon 5. When we talk about the pop rock of the early 2000s, that's exactly what we mean. They came out of Southern California's pop punk scene, and because of their pop orientation, kind of left album rock radio in the dust, and left it mainly to become classic rock radio as we mostly know it today. Anyway, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Welcome to the new fall schedule here at WMFO. This is actually the first show in the new schedule week. I will remain in this time slot, and I'm very happy to report that. And many of the DJs will suddenly be live, where we have been pre-recording for about a year and a half due to COVID. Now we are free to come back into the studio, so you'll be hearing many more live broadcasts. I am still recording this one today. When I go live, I will let you know, and it won't be long. It won't be long from now. So coming up this week, this Saturday, is the 47th season of Saturday Night Live. It'll premiere with Owen Wilson as the host. The musical guest is going to be Casey Musgraves. And over the next 4 weeks, they've announced who their hosts and guests and music guests will be. October 9th will be Kim Kardashian. That'll be interesting, with Halsey. And then October 23rd, Jason Sudeikis and Brandi Carlile. So they have announced those few hosts and musical guests. They've yet to announce which cast members are returning. There have been rumors that Pete Davidson, Cicely Strong, Kate McKinnon, Adi Bryant, and Kenan Thompson will all be leaving. But that may or may not be true. We'll have to wait and see. And finally, this week, if you think you've heard enough Tom Brady talk in this town up until now, over the last year or so, it's nothing like what will happen over the next week. Next Sunday night is the big game, Tom Brady's return to Foxborough as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And already for the last couple of weeks, sports talk radio has been just going nuts with talk about it. And I think that this week it will be unavoidable anywhere you go. So brace yourself for that. And by the time we broadcast next week, that game will have already occurred. And I'm definitely looking forward to it, too. It'd be interesting. Well, it's time to get back to the music. It is time for Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown gives us a pick of music he thinks we would like every week. I trust him. He's got really good tastes and slightly different from mine, so I think it adds something good to the show. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Canola Fields by James McMurtry. James McMurtry is a singer-songwriter from Texas. He's most known for his songwriting skills, which deliver hard-edge character sketches. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. And be kind.
I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day. About the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. Never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle ride back from Santa Cruz. Second best surfer on the Central Coast. Had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos. And I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with. It had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. We all filtered away with the days getting shorter, seeking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order, busting apart at the seams. I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. I doubt she'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fist. Then away back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part of me. Keep me from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows, brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on the romance radar. Not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. Back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand.
from his 1982 album, Hello, I Must Be Going, Phil Collins. The song is I Cannot Believe It's True. And we heard James McMurtry before that with Canola Fields, which was Phil's pick this week. And we look forward to Phil's pick every week at this time right here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Last Monday night, Genesis took the stage together in Birmingham, England for the first time in 14 years. And people were understandably nervous. Phil Collins, if you've seen him in interviews lately, he has suffered significant health setbacks. He's kind of frail now, definitely unable to play the drums, even can't stand for extended periods of time. So when the show began last Monday, he was sitting kind of passively in a chair right at the front of the stage, while the band, which now includes his 20-year-old son Nicholas on drums, they launched the show with the 1980 instrumental Duke's End. But then they transitioned into Turn It On Again, and by all accounts, Phil came alive. And all the doubts about his ability to lead the band kind of melted away over the course of the show. Once he got warmed up, apparently the critics say he sang with power and conviction, and it was a very successful launch to the tour. So if you are lucky enough to see that, don't worry. Phil looks good, sounds good, and should be a good show. Well, let's get to some new music now. The Lumineers announced their upcoming album, Brightside. It's the band's fourth album, and it'll arrive on January 14th, 2022. It'll have 9 songs, and it was produced over just 2 sessions in winter and spring of 2021. The song Brightside was recorded in a single day, and lead singer Wesley Schultz said, "It's like a 15-year-old's fever dream, an American love story in all its glory and heartbreak." Their last album, called 3, dropped in 2019. This is Brightside, new from the Lumineers on Rock of Ages.
I could see it in the air. Every word was like smoke from a cigarette. Still a siren in a hotel room and the light in your eyes. The waves on the ceiling. I'll be your bright side, baby, tonight. I'll be your bright side, baby, tonight. Tonight. You were tired of Tacoma. I was tired of believing we were right. Losing every other friend. Finding nothing in the afterlife but the light in your eyes. Alone on a feeling. I'll be. Get your crack in the windshield, shining the light in your eyes. Alone on the freeway. I'll be your bright side, baby.
That's the Grateful Dead from their 1980 album, Go to Heaven, Alabama Getaway, and new from the Lumineers. The album will be coming out in January, and the song was Brightside. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for spending your Monday morning with me. If you are in the Boston area, you can listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM, or you can stream us live or catch the show on demand at WMFO.org. However you listen, glad to have you aboard. One of my friends, who I think I mention a lot on the show, is Joe from Weymouth. He's a very attentive listener to the show. And he was texting me this week, telling me that this past Saturday was National One-Hit Wonder Day. And I didn't quite know what he was talking about, but then I did some research, and it's true. It's actually a thing. It was started by a rock journalist by the name of Steve Rosen in 1990. He is one of the best-known journalists of all time in rock music. He's published over 700 articles in basically every publication there is. And so I started looking at a lot of lists of one-hit wonders. I don't use lists when I come up with our feature every week. I kind of use my memory. And we've done a pretty good job over the past year serving up one-hit wonders in our feature here. So interesting to note that the number one selling one-hit wonder of all time is the Macarena. However, that is not a rock song, and we won't be playing it here. And the number two selling is one we actually played coincidentally last week, Tainted Love by Soft Cell. So anyway, in recognition of National One-Hit Wonder Day, which was this past Saturday, let's do two in a row, one from the 70s and one from the 80s. And this first one is kind of the definitive one-hit wonder. It's by a band called Sniff and the Tears, Driver's Seat on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. you're enjoying your lunch. This is Dee Snider.
And this is Days of Our Lives, JJ.
From Twisted Sister.
And you're listening to
Ron La Russa.
A couple of one-hit wonders in a row to recognize National One-Hit Wonder Day, which was last Saturday. Thank you, Joe in Weymouth, for filling me in and pointing that out to me. The always fun Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. And then Sniff and the Tears with Driver's Seat. And I honestly believe that one radio consultant somewhere tested that song, and I guess audiences liked it, and then it got added to one radio station and then 1,000 radio stations. And so it was a big album rock radio hit, but we never ever heard from Sniffin' the Tears again, which makes them a perfect one-hit wonder. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is an eventful week in album rock radio history. Tomorrow, September 28th in 1968, marked the day that Hey Jude by the Beatles hit number one in America. It held that spot for 9 weeks, and believe it or not, that is the longest of any Beatles single. On this date in 2007 in Charlotte, Van Halen kicked off their North American tour, and they brought back David Lee Roth for the first time since 1985, 22 years. And also their new bass player was Wolfgang Van Halen, who at the time was Eddie's 16-year-old son. He, of course, has established himself as a talented artist in his own right. On this day in 2003, Robert Palmer died from a sudden heart attack in a Paris hotel, at the age of 54, we're going to play something from him in a moment. But one other event from this week that I want to point out. On September 29th, which is just a couple of days from now, Wednesday, in 2013, was the finale of Breaking Bad. It had over 10 million viewers when it aired live and is widely regarded as one of the best series finales ever. In my opinion, probably none better. And everybody talks about the last scene of The Sopranos and how Journey's Don't Stop Believing was the perfect choice for that moment. But Badfinger's Baby Blue was played in the final scene of Breaking Bad. And according to series creator Vince Gilligan, this is a reference to the high-quality blue meth that Walt, the main character, had produced over the previous seasons and in his life as a drug kingpin, which in the final scene, he at last recognized that he'd actually enjoyed. So according to Rolling Stone, the music supervisors on the show disagreed with his choice for the final song. However, they said it became an obvious choice as the editing came closer to completion. So we're going to play that now, and then some Robert Palmer here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Time without a word.
That is Robert Palmer, Grammy nominated for Song and Record of the Year in 1987, Addicted to Love. And before that, we heard Baby Blue by Badfinger. It was played in the very last scene of the series finale of Breaking Bad, which was aired this week in 2013. Well, this is Ron LaRussa with you here on Rock of Ages. We still have plenty of show to go. This past week also marked the official end of summer and beginning of fall. Are you one of those people who looks forward to the fall and gets energized by it? Some people do that. I kind of do. But then there are others who look back wistfully at the end of summer and all the things they didn't get a chance to do, and they fall into that camp. Well, I'm going to give summer a proper send-off right after this.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my
shoes. Time for our ode to the end of summer 2021. Start with Green Day, Rock of Ages. WMFO.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 20 years has gone. We'll be right back.
providing the necessary closure that you need to summer 2021, if you need it. That is Don Henley with the Boys of Summer. We also heard Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. And in fact, September does indeed end, and October begins later this week. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me next Monday morning and every Monday morning here at 8 o'clock on Rock of Ages. Until we meet again, I hope you have a really good week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.